Yöntemin düşünmem uyandımı doğal Steve Dallas demişti burada on page 380 kurtardık Ahmet Bey the fourth line of the Mishnah Brura is a small sign and the Mishnah Brura is bringing down different halachas which we find in Malachas Kaysev and Malachas Moichek. HaKaysev Bismail, a person writes with his left hand, we're speaking about a person who's right-handed, he writes with his left hand, Oy la'achar yodai, or he's writing with the back of his hand. Da'ayno begav yodai, he's writing in the back of his hand. Sha'ochas ha'kumis be'etzboi, so he's holding the pen with his fingers. Vohofach yodai v'choshach, and he turns his hand upside down, and he's writing with holding the hand upside down, he's writing in that way, the kosak. The ragloi, or he stuck a pen between his toes, the feet with his mouth, or the malpikoi, atila yoda with his elbow, tota, ibnei sha'ein derech ksiva bekach. That is not the normal way, the way a person writes. So this is kila'acha yad, so this is also mida rabona. Mikol malkim asura. Yesh afilu beragle v'chi agamda, but it's an isur da rabona, but it's not chayiv min atayre. Now, Dirshu brings down something very interesting. He brings down a tshuva from Rav Moshe. On this we have a halacha that if a person writes with his left hand, so that's called, that's not derech tzidah, so he poter min ha-Torah, poter min ha-Rabbono. So Rav Moshe called the shayla, what if a person has a stamp and he stamps down with his left hand? Will he be chayiv? And Rav Moshe has two tzedakos. One thought he has, perhaps it's called a shinui, because if he's right-handed, so it's much easier for him to stamp down with his right hand. So stamping with the left hand is a shinui. It is not the way it is normally done. So maybe this could be a derabana. Or maybe he says something very, very interesting, I think, which is negay in many, many halachas. He says, but we have to look at the end result. The end result of a person who stands with his left hand and he looks at the paper, the ksav will be the same ksav. It's irrelevant to be standing with the right hand or the left hand. The result will be the same. So the Moshe is saying, L'chayre, the whole Indian of that when a person writes with his left hand, that this is called, it's also midarabonam, because the result is an imperial result. That means you don't have a normal ksav. So that is called a shinoi in the malacha. That's not derech tzivah, because by not doing it this way, you end up with an inferior result. But by stamping, you'll end up with the same result. And here's the stuff. This, yeah. No. The malacha has to be done the way it is normally done. If I'm this is not the oifen one normally writes, because it's less clearer. So that's called Shalaika Derech Sivir. That's what he said. L'chayin, it should be by everything. L'chayin, it should be by everything. But let's speak about Sivir for 1 minute. So he has this topic. Now, so later he brings down that Amnissan Karela says there's no difference between your stamp with the left hand, the right hand. So you're hired. So Amnissan Karela seems just looking in the koala that he's doing. He doesn't address the result that comes out. And later he brings down Shlomo Zalman. He claims about a typewriter, a personal type with his left hand. So he says, well, when a person types, he types usually with his left hand also. So it shouldn't be a shimli. So they're all speaking about the pool that he's doing. Is it a shimli? Is not a shimli? The people type with the left hand. The people stamp with the left hand. Fine. But I think Moshe said something very interesting. He had another thought that you look, since the result will be the same result, I think they say over from Rabban and Zechayna Lebrochet in Rav Scheinberg Shlitev that they say over. Now, that Zemzach is debatable because of a different reason, but they say over like this. They say over that if I'll tell a guy to open an electric switch, to put on the light with his elbow, so this is considered shvus the shvut, because he's doing it shalike it out, he's doing it with his elbow. So the shvus the shvut, and then if you need it, but you need it to daven in the smoking, you need to learn in the smoking, so it's a shvus the shvut, the mocking mitzvah. That's what they say. Fine. And Rabbi Yashim holds by Mirla, how come you don't make it to the Rabbanon? Fine. But Al Koponim, according to Rabbi Moshe, I mean, there's a chilek, the light will go on if you put it with your elbow, if you put it. Rabbi Moshe was Moreira, could be the whole din. Shalik and Derech, by all malachas, is because you end up with a different type of a malachas. The melech is kaitiv, and you're not ending up with a proper ksiva. You're ending up with a different type of a ksiva. So that is called a shalai kedana. They don't seem to address this kading answer. So it's very interesting. I mean, they're only done. Is it the derech to stamp with the left hand? It's not the derech to stamp with the left hand. It's the derech to type with the left hand. What? Yeah, this is very, was very important. A doctor asked Rav Moshe a shayla. I mean, I saw the sugar. Then there was a doctor that had to be metapo with a chayla sheyesh b'shakon in Shabbos. And they had to test his blood. And by the blood sample, he had to write down who the patient that sent it to the laboratory in Shabbos, who the chayla sheyesh b'shakon. And so he had a few studies how he could be mamay to the twin doctor, how he could be mamay to malach. He has to, on the vial that's holding the blood, or so he has to write down the name of the patient. So should he write it? He was a doctor, and he was Mahalo Shabbos for this patient. But he had to send down this specimen of the blood to the laboratory, so he had to be a father who the patient was. And so so he had three Yifanim how to write was on the specimen of blood who the patient was. Well, he can write it with his left hand. But then with the left hand, so he has to write Tenacious, whatever it is, he has to write his name. What? Yeah, okay. Well, composer with the left hand is a close case. So, composer, but he had to make it legible for the laboratory. So Al Capone, that was one way. And then he had a tag with a stamp. The stamp is only one puller. So he starts talking. He starts talking about such as maybe he should make a stamp. And that was one time. Maybe that would be killed. And the Ramosha tells him a stamp with the left. And Ramosha says he doesn't know if he's accomplishing anything with that. And Al Capone, so it's very interesting by all these Shalanka deserts, if you end up with the same result that you do at Kedara, if that falls into the category of Shalanka deserts.
Yeah.
There's no chilling between the patient and them. The patient is also using it. No, there's no chilling. I mean, for sure, Shabbos for chilling, she is based on corners. It's not chilling to the patient. Don't do it. Let's still do it. I mean, the campus, I mean, he can do it better. I mean, would be more efficient than with the patient. He knows what to write. He can be the cancer. Let's go a little further. Ita, a person who's left-handed, Shekosa Biyamina, he wrote with his right hand. Shehi Loi Kislel Kolobam, his right hand is like the left of everyone else. Kosa. Vim Kosav Vishmailai, if a left-handed person wrote with his left hand. Chai. Vahashoilet Mishte Yodob Mishobe. A person who is, he can use both hands equally because of maybe we know, maybe Shmuley Chayek. So he is Chayek. Now here he brings down a issue, he brings down a person who writes with his right hand, and he was Margil himself to write with the left hand also. So Rav Nissan Gerelit says, since he is a righty, so that's what he was marginal himself to write with his left hand. That's still called a shinoi, and that would be potter. But he says a person never that he lost his right hand, and he was marginal himself to write with the left hand, that would not be considered a shinoi, and that would be chayiv. Now, let us go a little further. Cotton oiches the coolness. A cotton is holding a pen. The godel oiches the yodai. And a godel is holding the hand of the cotton. The guy says, so that means he's using the cotton is holding the pen. And the godel holds the hand of the cotton and manipulates the hand. And words are being written through the godel. The cup is only holding the pen, but the writing is being done through the godel. Chayev. So the godel is chayev. That means that what the cup is holding the pen, that's this. Kegalzes miyada chayev. That means the one who is writing, the one who's moving the pen, he's the writer. So it's irrelevant that the cotton is holding the pen, but the godel is moving the pen. Shohu ayika b'meloche, v'akotten lat klum of it. The cotton isn't doing anything. An opposite case, godel ayika b'kulnis. A godel is holding a pen, v'kotten ayika b'yodei b'kaishtev. Potter, so the godel is potter, because against, in this case, he is not doing anything. The whole seder is being done through the cottons. The bazaar, a godel, lay of it klum. The godel isn't doing anything. The whole seder is through the cottons. The im or oiches bekumis liskaven lisayet. If the one who's holding the pen also is miskaven to write, and the one who's holding his hand perhaps is helping him, or guiding it, but Lemaitre, the one who is holding the pen wants to write also, or is writing. So the Chiv is the one who's holding the pen, and here the Mefoshim say of the Sefer that this is the one who's holding his hand, it's a Messiah Shein by Mamish. That means, since the one who's holding the pen wants to write also, so that one is helping him write, is that so he is called a Messiah Shein by Mamish, and the one, since the one who's holding the pen also is Isaac in Kiva, so he's called the Kaiser. Now we can get very interesting and intricate halachas. Hakoisei almenach lekalko ha'oyer. There was a leather cloth, and a beautiful, nice, clean cloth, and a person writes something, and his intent is to metalkal the cloth. That means it's a nice cloth, and he's going to go and write S-O. Anyway, once this. So his intent was to metalkal the cloth. So, Chayes, he's Chayes. She'en chiyuvoy al mekoymaksav. Ella alaksav. This is the Loshon HaRambam. The Chiv is not on the mokim of the ksav. The Chiv is on the ksav. And let us try to explain this. There's a beautiful explanation from the Zeitlin Kilashaki, and the Zeitlin says as follows. He differentiates between Kosev and Taiveya. Let's say, today I want to color something. I want to color a paper. I have a paper. I want to color it. So my intent is to beautify the paper. That's why I want to color the paper. That's my intent. So the tachlis is that the paper should get colored. That's what I want. And I'm doing it, and I'm beautifying the paper by coloring the paper. That's one case. When a person writes, the intent is he wants to give a message. I mean, when he writes, he wants to give a message. The paper is enabling him that he can write. But the which is the tuffle in these two cases? So he says, when I color a paper, the ikir is the paper should get colors. And my color will get, now this is a tuffle, that means that's malachas teveya. The tachlis is to beautify the paper. The ikir is to beautify the paper. By kosev, the ikir is to tell the message what I want to give over with the cloth. And the paper is enabling me to write. Oh, without the paper, I can't write. I need the papers. So the Mela, so the Rambam said, I'm Moira the Kizah. So the Rambam said, if I want, I said, this is a beautiful, clean paper. And I go, no, I put a nose in. So the Malacha is the cloth. I go, no. By doing this, I was mechanical the paper. So if the melacha would be to beautify the paper, so then I was mechanical the paper. But melacha's kaisim is not to beautify the paper. Melacha's kaisim is to give over a message through writing, and the paper enables me to give over the message. So the mele, so even though I was mekalkal the paper. I was mekalkal the paper, but the melacha, that's the Lashon HaRambam. She'ein chiyuvoy al mekoymaksav, the chiyuv is not to be misakin the mokoym, the place where it is being written on, ela alaksav. The chiyuv is for what I am were writing. That is, so the Mele, the end all that I write is a tikkun. I'm telling something. I'm relating something. Even though by doing this, I am being mekalkul the paper. It's called a mesakin, another a mekalkul. That one Allah in the Rambam. But if a person erased with an intent to be mekalkul, then he's potter. So l'chayev shat of the Rambam is as follows. We have learned from the Rosh. The Rosh says that if there is a blob of ink and I erase the blob of ink, so that's meleches moichik. So the Rosh explains what is meleches moichik. Meleches moichik is I'm enabling that one can write on the paper. So mechike is a tzorech tiva, that by erasing this blob of ink, I am making the painting to write now on the paper. So that's meleches moichik. So the meleches moichik is a tikkun of the paper. Before I couldn't write on the paper, and now I can write on the paper. So if a person will be moichik and be mekalkul the paper, so that's called a mekalkul. That's called he was a mekalkul. Now, we're going to have eitches, which one might get difficult halachas. We'll see in a minute. Aray shem rishomim v'tureis v'koiso v'shesha ufiyetzi ben. A person makes different types of form or tureis on a wall. V'shesha, I think is some type of that means you can write with this, something that you can write on walls. Kedarech shatayorim leishmin, like the artists of leishim, they make the form, we will see this all. Harei ze tildas kaisev, this is tildas kaisev, v'chayev mishum kaisev, v'chayev for kaisev. This is a tilde of kaiser. Vim oiso tula b'chli tula. But if he made a tula, a picture, b'chli tula. Now what does kli tula mean? Haino shakli oimed lekach lina oiso. The kli is oimed that one should make a tula on it. Avilo oite miktosom. Even if he makes a partial tour and he finishes the tour, chayiv mishum makim bepatish, he's chayiv al tamalocha makim bepatish, shuhi gmar melachto shalakeli. This is the gmar melacha of the keli. Now, exactly, pshat in the halacha we just learned, I think it would be kedai, the shanitiyin, he says, I am the Bir Halacha. So let us look at the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is on the Kuf Tadik Aleph. And this Bir Halacha is he explains these halachas that we just learned. Now, in Bir Halacha, it is the fifth line of the Bir Halacha on the top. So let's start from the fifth line, the middle of the line. Of the Indian, Roy Shane Rishonen, Petaknu Loshin Rambam. He said about Roy Shane, the Rambam says it's the Tilda of Kaisei. Umekoisei, who may Yerushalmi Pere Klau Kotel. Now, what with that, the Rambam got it from a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says as follows, and we will see something very, very interesting. And the Yerushalmi says as follows. Hatzor tzura. A person made a tzura, a picture. Now it seems there are two people who are involved in making this picture. Atotzura. Oh, Lishain Chayes, the first one is Chayes, Mishum Kaises, is called a Kaises. Vasheni Chayes Mishum Tseveya, and the second one is Chayes for Tseveya. He colored the picture. Ubi Yulai, so now the Mishnah Berurah explains what the Yerushalmi is saying. Shalishain Rosham Esatuli Ba'avo Vechiai Gavne, Vashaini Hevir Atseva Olo. Very interesting. You have here two people who are perhaps artists. The first one made a sketch, an outline on something, of a picture. He made the outline. The second one colored the picture. So it says in the Yerushalmi, the first one is Chayim of Kaiseis, the Kaiseis, and the second one is Chayim of Tzeveyas, two different melachos. So he explained like this. Lachei, Orishin Chayim Rakmishim Kaiseis, Avu Orishin Tmune Sha'ota, he made an outline of a picture. Now the second one who colored it is but Rambam is the same thing. The Rambam is speaking about a roshim is chayiv al koite. He made an outline of a picture. Like the artist make. So you need two pictures, just like my crisis. The Dav's case of Boethius, just like Boethius' case is highly like to Oethius. With the Zechayim of the Ba'achas, the Shiva Bisnei Atmoy, So that is shot. So if a person makes an outline, so what is the comparison to koitev? Koitev is when I'm writing something, I'm giving a message. I'm telling someone what my opinion is. Koitev is I'm relating something. When I make a form, I'm informing the Teveya. I'm also relating where what he should color in. I made the outline, and he's going to color it in. So this is similar to Kaiser. Now, we head a little further. Finally, Rabbi Shikshin Divrei Rambam there. And this is the next halachah. We taxnu be Mishnah Berurah that so the kli tzura, a person made a picture on a keli, for you the yumishim makim bepatish, yichaymos makim bepatish, not kosev, not seveya, yichaymos makim bepatish. Or the vareinu nechad tach. We're not speaking about he made an outline on the keli, and then someone's going to color it in. The bezelay nata zayin gemal malachim v'noyita. It wouldn't be chayvos makim bepatish. Ela sha'osa tuga bepasachas. Well, see, he engraved something in the keli. Lekach leshach bezek kaysev v'nyanachahu. That means the Mashen can be Yenenere Shaosa Rak Roshim Shalaturim Itchiles Kidei Sheyeda V'yovin Atzeveya Yidei Zeracha Kach Malitzpoya. If he makes an outline of a picture, so the one who's going to color it knows exactly where to color and what to do. That's similar to Kaisev. Shekaisev oitye, when a person writes letters. Shemoise ois aleze dobo. The ois is telling us something. So So here also, when they make an outline of a picture, the outline is telling the one who's going to color it where he should color. Here we're speaking about he made a complete tzuvah. So if he made, he did the one two steps, he made the one tzuvah. And should we mighty kishet so betedo shachoka tzuvah bechli kedel shoiden bechli ketan. That means he engraved a tzuvah in a tzuvah keili. So there's no kaisiv. Kaisiv would mean the preparation for the tzedeya. There's no preparation. He just put in the tzurah. And the tzurah is the gemar melacha of the keli. And that's why it's chayav atzmat in the practice. Let us go back to the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein ha-moichik es ha-roshum. Yes, it's a type of a form that was made. Kidei l'saken, in order, I mean, the Roshim was no good and he wanted to be misakenist, and I said, tell this moichik v'chayis. Now, anudin. Osa l'chaber oisiyoi shel kesef l'poroiches ochiyei seiboi. That means I have oisiyoi, silver oisiyoi, and I want to attach these oisiyoi to a poroiches. So this is similar to koisei. That means by every season, I am an oi, and I am a bait, which is supporting the oi. That is koisei. So normally, if I take ink and I write on a paper, so the paper is the base which is supporting the oi. Here I have a silver oi, and I attach it to a poroiches. So this is similar to Kaisei. The Chaba Oishiyo shall guess the Polishes of the Yosei boy. To who can Kaisei, this is similar to Kaisei. That means I'm taking an oish and attaching it to a base. So this is Kaisei. Oh, they talk about the magnets. Yeah. You do it. Oh. Oh, very good. So the flame is all in Hassus. The Gershwin brings down and succeeds. Lechaba Oishie. I see it to me magnet all Gabi Luach. Das Agrashas Ubach. Also. He also, this is similar knowledge to this case. I took the noise and put it on a base. Yeah, it's common to put a magnet on something else is no problem whatsoever. But to take an oi and put it on a base, that is malachis. And no, he says, but you're attaching it though. That's yeah, very good. The thing also lost me, man. The same thing if you had icy tando, that's the polices. You take it off, so this will be meichik. Who came meichik? But I am a chayodim klal amazem ashekosim says. But ato nevayet kas minyone mechika v'silto. There's two malachas of meichik and v'salte. There's another malach. A meichik tzav. A person is meichik tzav amenach ulichtoiv. That he wants to be making this, that he should be capable of writing the mokim amchak to oishis chayiv. V'afuvu ois achas, there was one large ois, in igis doilo, the big ois, V'yesh b'mkoymo k'day lichtoy shtayim, so he's been moichik one oy. But through this mechiki, he's now capable of writing two oishis, chayis. V'moichik al menas l'sake. Another case, a person is moichik an ois without any instance of writing, but the intent is the mechike is a tikkun. Afulu shaloi amanas lichtoi kigoyim shahoyu oishiyois yisteilois batoiha. There were extra oishiyois in the Torah. So by erasing these oishiyois, that alone is a tikkun. So even though he has no intent to write, B'mokim ha-mechatz, this is also. Gam kei we had before the halacha being down, that let's say if a person had a shtar that he borrowed $1,000 from him, and he paid him back $990, so he wants to erase two zeros, that now he only owes him $10, not $1,000. So that's called a moichik a menas l'sakeh. I have no intent of writing anything. But this mechike gufim, this mechike sa'oit alone is a tika. Kosa b'chaye odom, b'chol melochi chutz mikoit b'chaye b'im b'yiminoi, b'im b'shmoiloi, that is not called a shinoi. Maybe I also intercept the patriots. Ach the ragloi, but if he does it with his foot, the feet of my mouth, with his elbow, then mash me some the pot of water. And the sun said, now we will speak about this malacha of tiltut. Tiltut is making lying. And the sun said, New York or class, or he yoitze boy, can they lift oi, they oishi ois, Tachas oisai tiltot. If one looks in the Sefer Torah, there are lines in the Sefer Torah, and the lines are on the top of the shulchan, and the Sefer doesn't write on the bottom of the line, he uses the top of the line to guide him. So he's making lines on a cloth in order to be able to write straight two oisies. That the two oishis should be straight on the same level. So that is meleches mesartes. He engraved in a cloth a line in order to enable to write straight two oishis. So let's say mesartes in New York, a person lined a paper or cloth or a parchment creates K'day lichtoy sh'tay oishiyos tachas oishiyos sirtof. He wanted to write two oishiyos underneath this line. Hi. V'chein, that's one oishiyos of sirtof. V'chein k'shel roitze lachtoich oya. He wants to cut a leather. Or something else. And he makes a line, k'day makes an indentation, k'day she'yechavein hituchoi, that when he cuts it, he should cut it straight. Gam zeh hu b'chlal mesartei. This is also nichlal in mesartei. V'hu adin, choloshei eitzen, those who cut boards of wood, shemavirin chut shel tikra al gabei hakoyles, there is some sort of a thread, a colored thread, that you put this over the board, kedei sheyinter mishavim, that you should be able to saw in a straight line. So this line that he made is Meleches Tartes. Oy a givlin sha'oisim kein ba'avonim, or the same thing, those who hewed out stone, k'day she'yafatzo ha'evim b'shobet, that he said, wherever he's hewing out the stone, it should be equal. So he made some sort of indentation in the stone to guide him how he should, how should you have the stone. So this is Bechlau Mishaltait. He brings down in Dinshu, he says sometimes a person has an orange, he wants to peel the orange easily from the outside, so he makes lines around the orange, no, there's to peel. No, just be able to peel the orange very easily. He says that is no shaisis, which is the symptoms, and this is commendable. Yeah, yeah, but that was Lechis Kaita, and this is Lechis Misalta. Yeah, okay, then that was that by picture, you really don't need a line. I mean, before that, I'm mostly thinking about a picture normally don't need a line, you just have to make the pictures to guide the one who's coloring it. Here, my eyes use the different malachis. Yeah. Yes. It should be the same. If his, I mean, his kabbalah is for this. He wants to, he's going to tear it in my toy shop. But he wants to now, he wants to, what? No. Yeah, but that doesn't help too much if you have a pet. Let's look at over here. No, all these malachis, we had a moichik almanach listai. That means he's erasing now. Not that he has an intent to write in Shabbos, after Shabbos. Just erasing now that Mitzvah Shabbos will be able to write. So the malachis moichik he was over because he's. That is the malachis. I'm preparing the paper that says I can write on it. I don't have to write it in Shabbos, but I'm preparing it to write on. So now, let's say I want to tear this paper, so I'll fold it now and I'll make a sharp crease. That's it. I'm not going to tear in Shabbos. But by folding it, which is enabling me now to tear it properly, this alone is a malacha misalte. This is a malacha misalte, which is a malacha deraisis. The echot a misalte bitseva, Sa'i made a line with a color, I beloiteva alei zechais. Hine harachti becholse, because I made a whole arichis, contain my fire, the Nafkimine, he says, why do you have to know we don't have a base to meet this guy? The Nafkimine, I say, any Yehudi, the Moki Mitzvah. He says, this Allah is what I told you. We be a Nafkimine by a Goy, the Moki Mitzvah. The Kaimalon, the Simon Shin Daim, the Ether, the Eise, Ein Matizan, Ayidei, and Yudi, Akula, Bamaki, Mitzvah. And I just want to mention one thing from the Ether, Roshan, and the Mishnah, Bori, they said a whole bunch of halachas. Why do we have to know this and not Kamina, Bamaki, Mitzvah? It was seen from the Mishnah, Bori, if I tell a goy to write with his left hand, the Bamaki, Mitzvah, this is what it would seem. I mean, that's the. That was one of the losses he told us. So it seems that this is called a shwus to shwus.
He's lying. He's lying.